if you're familiar with the work of James Burnham.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So this was just revealed to me yesterday, and was revealed at Catholicism.org, Brother Andre Marie's website. And it was in an essay that is that comes from, and I'm going through my stack of Dr. Robert Hickson, and he writes about a managed conflict apparatus and the legacy of Louis Auguste Blanqui, another guy that I'd never heard of. So I'm reading Professor Burnham here, and it's dawning on me as I'm reading this, as all truth does, that. Okay, reason tells me that makes sense. Reason tells me that that actually is true. I can test this against the real world, and I can see what Burnham was writing about and what he had identified. Now, he was talking about Soviet, communist, socialist, fascist infiltrators. What we're talking about, who are doing the exact same thing today, or about these cult of death, homosexual, transgender, pro-choice, or pro-death infiltrators. There now, it may be said that the communist infiltrators ultimately, that their ultimate goal was, I think, the destruction and the end of the Roman Catholic Church. Today, though, we should be able to with certainty say, we know what the attack upon the family, upon marriage, upon children, upon all these things, ultimately, that is an attack upon the Holy Roman Catholic Church and the Christian faith itself. That's what they're after. What do you say?
Well, let's face it, right? The reality is that the only force that's been around for 2,000 years that has stood against the culture of death has been the Catholic Church. It is the enemy of the darkness. And so, you know, the radical relativists today know that if they can destroy the Catholic Church, then basically the resistance to their agenda will be removed. We are the resistance to their agenda. And we've been the resistance to their agenda for 2,000 years.
Right.
G.K. Chesterton said that the Catholic Church is the one continuous institution that's been thinking about thinking for 2,000 years. But it's also been fighting the dragon for 2,000 years, you know. So it is the church militant. That's what we are, the church on earth, as opposed to the church in heaven or purgatory. It's the church militant. It's the church at war. We are meant to be miles Christi, soldiers for Christ. That's exactly, they know who the enemy are. The agents of darkness know where the light is, and they want to snuff it out. But thankfully, we know that the gates of hell won't prevail. They haven't done, and there have been many times in history where it looks as if the Catholic Church is finished. You know, Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, French Revolution, Protestant Reformation. There have been many, many times when it looks like the Catholic Church is finished, and like its master, it always has this knack of rising from the dead.
It does have its knack of rising from the dead.